They need to get themselves in shape. Happened to them. He says, I want you to be strong in the Lord because there's something that's going to happen to you. And you know, a person who is strong needs to get themselves ready to be strong. You know, a weightlifter needs to lift weights to be strong. A football player needs to push sun to be strong. A bike rider needs to ride many, many miles to be strong. A soldier needs to train in order to be strong for battle. Now, Paul is saying that we need to take a spiritual exercise and be strong spiritually. But he says, be strong spiritually. We need, the first thing we need to do is we need to be strong spiritually, we need to be in touch. To be strong spiritually, we need to be a soul. Spiritually, we need to invest time and talent. In the things that are important. Where our treasure is, there will our heart be also. In order to be strong spiritually, we need to be in the Word of God. We need to read the Bible. You know, so many times people think that they are strong spiritually when they are spiritually weak. They are spiritually, they have no idea what they're up against when they go in. But he goes on to say, in the power of his might. Notice here that we are to be strong in the power of his might. Not our might, but his might. You know, not our own might, but his might. You know, too many times we feel we need to do things our way in our own time. Instead of letting go and letting God in his might run the situation, we try to do it on our own. You know, we are in such a hurry to see things get done, we don't want to wait upon the Lord and be strong in his power and his might. We want to do things our way, and we want to do it in the time frame that we want it done in. We don't want to wait for the Lord. You know what's amazing to me? God's timing is not my timing. Have you ever noticed that? Have you ever noticed that God's timing is not your timing, Bob? Have you ever noticed that you want something done now, but yet God says, just wait. Wait on me, and sometime we're going to find a better way of doing it? And you know, that's my problem as a pastor, is I want to see stuff done now, and I want it done yesterday. You know what I mean? However, God doesn't work that way many times. God wants us to wait and do it in the power of his might, not our might. Now, we are to be strong in his power. You know, I don't know how much power God has, but I know he has a whole lot more than I have. After all, just with his voice, he spoke everything into existence. So God has all power. You know, God can do anything. You know, Ariane, did you know that if God didn't want you to live right now, you would die? If God didn't want this building to stand, it would just fall down. Verse 11, it says, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You know, as we talked about in the book of Revelation, in the Ephesians, was a military stronghold. Ephesus was a military fortress, so to speak. It was where the military was. Many people who lived there were military and had someone in the military. Paul knew if he used military terms that they would be able to relate along with him. Now, if you think about the Bible, many times they used terms that people of that day understood. When Jesus was on the earth, he used what terms? Sowing seed, vineyards, harvest. Who is that? Farmers. So he talked in farmers' language. Now Paul is talking in more of military language. You know, all the way through the Bible, you'll see the Old Testament prophets. You'll see the minor prophets, major prophets. You'll see everyone talk about terms that that were going on in that time period. Now here we see that Paul is doing the same thing. Saying, he looks at, and he says, now, he says, put on the whole armor of God. You know, Paul did not say to just put on a little bit of armor, did he? He said, put on the whole armor of God. You know, Paul did not say just a little bit. He did, he did not one day just say, put the helmet on. You know, all you're going to need is a helmet. You know, after all, you know, that's all you're going to get bombarded with is the noise from music and stuff like that. Just protect your ears. He didn't say that at all. He didn't say to just have your feet protected or have the have your breast covered. He said to put on the whole armor of God. Put it all on. Cover yourself for what is going to be coming. Paul is talking about the armor used for fighting in hand-to-hand contact battle. He was talking about, he wasn't talking about going in with a sword and a spear. He's not saying, okay, folks, this is what you need to do. You need to put on the armor, have everything ready to go, because you're going to fight each other. Nope, that's not what he said. And you're going into battle to fight a spiritual battle. You're not going in to fight a physical battle. You're going to go and fight a spiritual battle. Now, here we see that Paul's talking about this spiritual battle, a battle that we need to be prepared for. He goes on to say that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. In 2 Corinthians 4:4 it says, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of this glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine upon them. Now, Satan is the god of this world and the world system. Satan is the one that we need to be worried about. Satan is the one who will harm us if we're not looking out for him. Satan is the one who will be fighting against us. Now, we need our spiritual armor on to keep us ready to fight against Satan. Now, I want you to notice one thing here. It says that ye may be able to stand. Now, let me ask you something. Can a person fight sitting? Can you fight laying down? The only way you can fight is standing up, getting them fists up and ready to fight. That's how we can fight. Now, William and Jacob, they were outside just boxing it up before church tonight. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? If one of them would lay down, the other one could just pound. But he couldn't fight against him. The one laying down couldn't fight. You know, the Bible says that we need to stand. We need to face our enemy head on. We need to be ready to let him have it. You know, so many times we have too many Christians today, I feel, that instead of standing, will try to lay down in hope that the enemy won't attack. And you know, that isn't the way to fight a battle. You cannot fight on your hands and knees. You cannot fight laying down. You have to stand and be ready to fight. Verse 12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. You know, the word wrestle here means to struggle or to strive, to contend. We don't struggle against or wrestle against things which we can see, touch, or feel. We don't wrestle against that. We wrestle and struggle against things that we cannot see. You know, we don't struggle with man or beast. We do not contend against the things of this world or the sphere of this world that we live in. don't fight against them. We wrestle against principalities. What are principalities? Principalities means sovereignty or supreme power. We do not fight against the things of this world, but against the things outside the normal realm of this world. Satan and his imps have supreme power over us. And, you know, we feel that we can take Satan on head to head, but we're sadly mistaken. You know, Jesus, after his baptism, and he went out into the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights, he came back and he met Satan head to head. He could not fight Satan himself. Did you know that? Oh, he was the Son of God. He could not fight Satan himself. He had to use the Word of God. He had to use God's Word in order to fight Satan. That's why the Bible says to hide the Word of God in your heart that you might not sin against him. You're to have, be ready to give an answer to anyone who comes to you with a question. You know, there's so many people out there in false religions now that we have to fight against. I was reading an article yesterday, and the New King James Version, Bible, okay? They had taken out words and replaced them with something else. God had created all things for His glory. They took out the words "for His glory" and put in something about His joy. But it wasn't for His joy, it was for His glory that He created everything. It was for His glory that He did all this. You know, we have to be so careful that we use the right Bible, that we are reading the right thing. Excuse me. But see, we're wrestling against principalities. When the disciples were brought a little boy who was possessed by a demon, they could not cast this demon out, but Jesus did cast it out. And they said, well, why was it that you could cast them out and we couldn't? What did Jesus say? One as this only comes out by prayer and fasting. Listen, we are against powers that we have no idea how strong they are. You know, if you think about that, did Eve have to take of that fruit, garden? She didn't. She could have said, no, I'm not going to take of that. After all, God told us not to. But she didn't. Now, you know, many times we get in the same situation. All of a sudden, we're up against something and we go, well, I wonder if I should do this or not. Remember the guy by the name of Flip Wilson? What was his saying? The devil made me do it. No, it wasn't the devil that made him do it. It was him that made himself do it. But it was the devil who brought it into his mind. Know that there is no new sin under the sun. Did you know that? There is no new sin under the sun. We sin the same sins that they sinned back in the time of Adam and Eve. No new sin. None. You say, well, what about they had it back then? What about they had it back then? There's no new sin under the sun. Satan just keeps using the same old ploys with a new generation. He said, why do I have to change? I can just use the same thing over and over. But he goes against powers. You know, in the Greek, powers means superhuman. Powers are many times more powerful than what we are. You know, if you take the story of the maniac of Gadara, we see how demons really are. The first thing they did is they casted this man down on the ground. We see them causing him to be bound. We see them causing him to run around naked. We see him out of his normal mind. I read a commentary one time on this, and they said that he was as a lunatic. He was out of his mind. He was crazy. But he could not fight Satan himself. The power of God had allowed Satan to have havoc on this man for some reason. But then we are also wrestling against the rulers of darkness. The word darkness here means not seen. We can not see what we're fighting against. You know, there are things out there that we cannot see, and yet we have to fight against them. You know, think about that. Can we see demons? We have to fight against them, don't we? No, I have never lived in an area that has as much demon oppression as Florence. I have come into town and see a black cloud over the prison. Black cloud completely over there. I believe that there's more demonic activity in another place in the state of Arizona. I really believe that. I really do, Bob. But then it goes on to say, Satan stands before the throne of grace and accuses the night before God, trying to get God to change his mind about whether or not we should go to heaven or hell. He does. He's a great accuser. You know, in heaven, there's a war going on where the angels are fighting against Satan and his angels. 12:7. We cannot get any higher than the third heaven, and that's where God the Father is. We need to remember that Satan himself is accusing us of the things that we do wrong, Revelation 12:10. We need to realize that we are fighting against something that we cannot see, feel, smell, taste, or touch. I don't believe it's there. I'm telling you it is.
Because it is.
So when we had the church on Pinnell Parkway across from South Unit, I would come in to town. I think I'm crazy when I say this, but I'm not. There were angels standing on top. They were keeping that building safe. I came over here one day, and I came down Butte Street, and why are they on this building? Because there's spiritual wickedness all over this place. It's amazing of how many drug houses and everything else there is around Florence. It's amazing. And no better. You know, they're just as bad. You know, it doesn't make any difference what town you go to anymore. It's the same way, nationwide, on the whole armor of God. We're going to look at the armor next week. There's a lot in the armor. I want to go through every piece of the armor next week. Not in it, and I don't want to get into the full armor, but I'll tell you what. We need to protect ourselves from the wiles of the devil. We do. You know, he's out there, and he's going to do everything he can to trip us up. Have you ever noticed that he goes after the weak and learned? That's why we need to know God's Word. You know, he doesn't attack me near as much as what he does some of the younger Christians in this church. He goes after our youth really bad. Our youth are bombarded from every direction there is, ready to take and fight off the wiles of the devil. And Father, thank you so much for tonight. We thank